Jim, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being with me. Just in looking at all the info that I got, your job, that's a big job. You have a lot of offices under your wing, don't you?
Well, you know, it's an exciting job. Let me put it that way. And, you know, the more applications, hopefully the more job security and the better the news for Michigan State. So, you know, it looks as if we're on track to have another very, very good year. And, of course, you know, the final numbers will tell us once students make their decisions this summer. But we look to have positioned ourselves very well.
Is MSU trying to boost your efforts in attracting students from outside the state and outside the country?
Well, we really are. I mean, I think there's a tremendous commitment on the part of the university to provide the sons and daughters of the state of Michigan a very broad experience. And part of that experience is not only the lessons learned in the classroom, but the lessons learned outside the classroom in terms of their exchange with folks of backgrounds very different than their own. And, of course, we're also living in a time of a declining demographic in the state of Michigan where we're going to be somewhere well below 100,000 graduates by the time we get to 2020. And so, you know, we're also looking to keep the size of the university consistent. And to do that, of course, as there's a declining number of students in the state of Michigan, it's important to also develop some other markets.
What do you do in those efforts to get more folks to consider Michigan State?
Well, so much of it's relationship building. I think it's simply getting the message out there. I think university relations has done a very, very nice job of creating a consistent message as to what Michigan State is all about, what our identity is, and really what our mission is in terms of reaching out and providing to students, and really with an important undergraduate focus in terms of undergraduate research and study abroad. So a big key to it, Tony, is simply getting the message out there and letting people know that we're a viable place to be, and far more than viable, we're a thriving place to be, and to let folks know that we're alive and well in the state of Michigan. We'd like to see them come join us.
Is there a certain portion of the country that you focus on?
Well, you know, there are places in this country where the population is not declining in terms of the number of high school graduates, and there are also some logical places where the university has a very strong presence, whether it's alumni base or whether it's a faculty base or whatever the case might be. So certainly, you know, Southern California is attractive, Jersey, New York attractive. Obviously, we've always had a very, very strong base in Illinois, Ohio for a number of reasons. There are parts of Ohio that have a nice pipeline to Michigan State, and so I think those are kind of focus points, and part of what we're trying to do is, you know, broaden that exposure in those environments.
What about other countries? Where do you find more students giving MSU a look?
Well, you know, again, when you look at like Michigan State that has such a global outreach. We have faculty doing research. We have, you know, community developed in a lot of regions around the country, and so, or I should say around the world. And so there are some logical places for us to look, you know, places like Indonesia and developing areas like Vietnam and possibly the Dominican Republic and Turkey. And of course, right now, China is sending a number of students to the United States. So there are some regions that make strategic sense, not only based on the fact that there are students who are willing to come here, but the fact that the university already has a presence.
Tell me how many students are currently at Michigan State.
Well, we're just over 47,000, and I think that's a pretty good place for the university to be. I don't think we're looking to grow incredibly. I don't think we're looking to become smaller either. So I think a steady state around 47.5, 47.4, something along that line. And to maintain that would mean a freshman class next year of somewhere around 7,350 or in that vicinity.
Of those 47,000, how many are from the state of Michigan?
Well, you know, I don't have that one right off the cuff. I would tell you that we're still largely an in-state institution. I mean, we really, as far as our Big Ten sister institutions, probably Ohio State, Illinois, and Michigan State are the bottom three in terms of having representation from outside their own state. So, you know, our out-of-state population not as large as something like the University of Iowa or University of Michigan. I'd say we're probably in that. You know, again, a guess off the top without having those numbers right in front of me, probably somewhere in that, you know, 17 to 18%.
Is there a downside in looking for students outside the state?
Well, I think it's work. I mean, I think that we know in this state that this has historically been an institution of the state of Michigan, and I think so many folks inside the state know who we are and understand what we can do for them. I think the challenge in terms of looking out of state is really one where we've got to work a little harder to get that message out there. They may not know as much about Michigan State. And, of course, nationally, you know, Michigan has had its challenges in terms of reputation and economic days. So I think the has to be maybe a bit more aggressive, and I think we have to help people understand the riches that one can find in the state of Michigan in terms of being a state that's going through the rejuvenation process and coming back from some tough times.
We're talking with Jim Cotter, who's the Director of Admissions for Michigan State University, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. If a student who is from the state of Michigan were to take 15 credits, it cost them about $11,722. If a non-Michigan resident student comes here, it will and takes 15 credits, the cost for tuition will be $29,622. Jim, why is such a great difference?
Well, you know, again, being a state-assisted institution, there really is a commitment to the citizens of the state who have supported the institution for so many years through their tax dollars. And that is one of the challenges in terms of recruiting students from outside the state of Michigan. It is a more expensive venture for them to come to a state institution. But, you know, I think it's something the university is looking at very seriously right now in terms of how do we make education affordable not only to our friends from outside the state of Michigan, but also how do we manage the cost for those inside the state. In terms of financial aid, Rick Shipman and the financial aid office here at Michigan State awards millions upon millions of dollars in aid every year. And as a land-grant institution, or as President Simon would like to refer to us as a world-grant institution, part of our mission is to provide access to folks, and cost is a factor. So, you know, it is a more expensive venture for someone coming from outside the state of Michigan to come here. And again, that becomes part of you know, making sure that students understand the value associated with a degree from Michigan State.
But why 2.5 times more? And I'm not saying I have a personal problem with that, but I wonder why.
Well, I think if you look across the country, you look at public institutions, that tends to be a pretty consistent factor in terms of the cost for an out-of-state student being higher. In many ways, it becomes comparable to the price of an education at a private institution. And again, I think as you look at a place like Michigan State, who, as I mentioned in an article in the paper the other day, is relatively new in terms of increasing its non-resident presence, I think that's probably one of the things the university has to ask and look at and determine, is that a place for the university to be, and is that an appropriate price, and should that be something the university considers in terms of, you know, keeping it as affordable as we can for an out-of-stater as we've tried to do for in-staters.
Jim, is the price difference mainly to attract the students here from the state of Michigan?
No, I don't think so. You know, again, if you look at the fact that you don't have to go too far back in our history to see where our incoming freshman class tended to be 8 or 9% non-resident. And I think so much of the focus has been in terms of how do we accommodate the residents of the state of Michigan. And I think now as we grow that number, your questions are very valid. I think they're questions that we have to discuss and we have to consider and have to really say, you know, what is a fair differential? And again, realizing that the folks in the state of Michigan have been supporting Michigan State University for a long, long time with their tax dollars, and there should be some advantage to the resident student for that reason.
All right, Jim, before we let you go, this is the season to get those applications in. What should students, what should their parents be doing in the application process?
Well, if they haven't sent their application in yet, they ought to, you know, go to the study hall at school or go right home from school today and get it in. We're somewhere very close to 27,000 applications right now. I anticipate we'll probably end up somewhere just north of 28,000. My message would be more directed at sophomores and juniors in high school, and that is they ought to be in the midst of doing their college search. They ought to be out on the websites. They ought to be visiting campuses, beginning to decide where it is that they're going to apply, because by the time you become a senior, there are the decisions of not only determining where you can be admitted, but looking at financial aid and scholarship. And so my message to the young folks out there and to their parents is, you know, the college admissions process is something that ought to start very early in high school, not something that starts in grade 12. And if a student hasn't applied yet and they're interested, I'd tell them to go online at www.admissions.msu and get that application in the next 24, 48 hours.
And, Jim, can the process be done totally online?
It can, and that's a big difference. I mean, right now, about, you know, in terms of paper applications, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we were almost exclusively paper. Today, we get about 97% of our applications electronically.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim.
Tony, not a problem. Good talking to you. Have a great day.